As soon as I walked in this room, I thought, wow, this is a great jazz club.
That's Joshua Kay, veteran jazz pianist. He's about to go on here at Mez 127. Normally, jazz musicians aren't easily excited about new venues, having been through many that start up and evaporate rapidly. The Honolulu Jazz Quartet just finished their set. Here's leader John Kalivas.
I'm introducing you.
No, I think it's a beautiful club. It actually reminds me of the clubs in New York.
Why?
The sound is good, and it's a classy place. It's a great place for jazz musicians to play. And I'm so happy that it's here.
The front room's intimate, Chianti, with black lacquer tables kind of thing, and all seats face the stage.
As an old sound man, you know, I walked into this room, no one in the room, but I heard the room, and I said, this is it.
Dave Roner, jazz impresario, runs Dance and Dave Productions.
It's the only thing like it in Honolulu, really.
And what's your idea for this place?
Well, first of all, to try to get people to find the place. You know, it's inside an
office
actual
building that looks closed for the
well,
night.
Well, exactly.
When we walked up to the front doors, we weren't sure they were going to open, but well, they did.
And actually, both of them don't open. You have to come into the Makai Evador.
Key tip. We're talking about the Topa Financial Center across Aloha Tower with the fountain on the Eva side. For people used to sniffing out pop-up restaurants and downstairs speakeasies, this really isn't that much of a challenge. In fact, if you're in the right-hand lane of Ala Moana, just past Bishop, you'll drive right into the parking lot. Then, elevator to the lobby does it.
My fantasy is to have jazz four nights a week. Frankly, I would love to have chamber music here.
The early set's pretty much straight-ahead jazz. A later set does R&B jazz fusion, kind of neo-soul.
It was a beautiful night, and that's what I look for. I mean, that's why I do this, you know. We're not talking about a money-making machine here, you know what I'm saying?
Tonight's late set features Adagio, led by Joshua Kay, with drummer Stu Sherman and singer Rhea Davis. Bass player about town, Mark Tanoe. This guy does it all. Even he likes this place. How is playing with this group, Mark?
There are no rules in this group. The only rule is to listen.
That makes for a nice night in Honolulu. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
It's all right.